W1ZY. Looking at Europe, calling CQ. Let me get myself set up. W1ZY, W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama. Standing by.
Delta Mike.
All right, stand by, Europe. We have a an Australian guest, Victor Kilo 2, United X-Ray Oscar, W1ZY. You're very loud. I can't wait to look at your signal. And you always keep popping in here. It's great to hear you, Peter. Very loud. VK2, UXO, W1ZY.
Yeah, good evening, Bill. Booming in as usual, 5 and 9. A lot of digital stuff on the band here at the moment. I don't know what's going on there, but the whole band seems to be full of digital, I was going to say garbage. Yeah, that'd probably be the right word, wouldn't it, Adam?
Yeah, it is garbage. They're taking over the CW band down there. You know, they're out of their minds. Hey, you're 59, you're 5 dB over, Peter. We also have my old friend from almost 45 years, W2 Victor Papa, also on frequency. But you're 5 over 9, Peter. Long pass, VK2 UXO, W1ZY.
Yeah, okay, Bill, no problem at all. And, the band condition to great local time here, 12 minutes past 8 in the morning, 18 degrees Celsius. Beautiful sunny day, bit of wind, but very nice out here on the farm. Anyway, we'll give your mate a run and see if we can copy him. W2VPE, VK2UXO. Copy, over.
Roger, roger. VK2UXO in the group. W2 Victor Papa. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar, Hotel November, QTH, the state of Georgia. And you're 5 and 9, 5 and 9. I'm just wondering what the difference between my signal is and Bill. Bill is running low angle verticals. And I'm running a horizontal antenna, but very high up, very high up. So I wanted to see what the difference is there. I'm going to turn it to Bill, and you can look at the S meter, and then Bill will turn it back to you there. So the microphone to Bill, W1ZY, W2 Victor Papa.
All right, W2VP and the group W1ZY, very good, John. And Peter, the local time here is about 4:15 p.m. I just got on the radio. I'm working on a TS-830, and I just recapped it. Somebody sent it up as a donation from Florida, and I just got to do some work on it. But we're very happy to have a newer rig in HI. Back to you, Victor Kilo 2, United X-Ray Oscar, W2 Victor Papa, W1ZY.
Yeah, okay, Bill, no problem. Well, first of all, as far as signal strengths go, John, you're very similar in signal strength. Maybe Bill's might have one S point on, but it's a bit variable with QN3, it's hard to tell. But Bill's got a bit more, I don't know, punchier audio, I guess, would be the best description, John. But overall, quite good signal. I'm also horizontal here. I'm running a half-wave dipole at 105 feet above ground. And it's broadside view, guys, so that's fairly high as well, John. And about 400 watts, an ICOM 7300, so with a standard hand mic exercise. And okay, on the TS-830. I've also got my TS-830 down in the workshop on the bench, and I've got to put a new power transformer in it, so we've had a major failure in the rectifier area. It's done a fair bit of damage there, but it's a lovely old radio, so I'll spend the time to get it back up online, Bill. All right, look, I won't hold you guys up. Obviously, you're being heard in Europe as well as over this side of the Pacific, but always a cracking signal from those phase verticals. Bill, geez, you do a good job. I looked at your QRZ page the other day, and on the salt mast there, you couldn't go wrong. You wouldn't run any other type of antenna on 40. I wouldn't imagine. That's probably the best you'd get. I don't think you'd get any benefit out of the tower in the yard, to be honest. So just a great location for low band DX with verticals. And of course, the cost is, and say, cheap to do it as well, isn't it? All right, I'll leave you guys go, and good to hear you too, John, WTVP. I'll start back over to you anyway, Bill, but great to hear you guys
Have a good afternoon.
W1ZY and company.
VK2 UXO.
All right, VK2 UXO, W1ZY with W2VP. Very good, Peter. Great transmission. Just booming in. Sorry to hear about the transformer problem. Unfortunate. It's like open heart surgery. Basically, the heart is gone. And you remind me that I think I'd like to put some fuses, at least in the HV line. Just put a darn fuse in there, and so I'll let it pop. This one here had a blown plate choke, and I suspect the cathode resistors are going to be fried, because where did the energy come from to burn out the plate choke? There's two chokes, actually. I got those replaced. I rewound it, actually. It's not good enough for 80 or 160, but I think it'll hold for 40. And I tried to tune last night, and there was no plate current, so I said, okay, cathode resistors, I forgot to do those. So I opened it back up, and while I was in there, I recapped it. I have some caps from an 8877 project that I'm working on, and I threw a couple of those in there, and I just fired it up, and it didn't blow up. So we're on the right course, Peter. We're just trying to get this thing so I can receive, basically. It works on receive, and I just want to use it as a receiver and keep the TS-520 as a transmitter. Over to John, and thank you again, Peter. Just a great signal. I know you're standing by for the party. W2VP and the group, W1ZY.
Yeah, W1ZY and the group, W2VP. Okay, very good, Bill. And sounds like you're doing a good job in fixing that 830 up there. And, Peter, you're just booming in here on the long path, just a tremendous signal, 5.9 plus, about 5 dB on the peaks. There is some Queen Sugar Baker. And, yeah, it's hard to beat Bill with that low angle on the salt water there. That's for sure. He's just, you know, got that low angle going out, and the energy is in the right lobe there. So my lobe is a low angle, but not the amplitude of Bill, that's for sure. It's at a much higher angle, and that's the difference there. So anyway, really nice to hear the booming signal, and the dipole, I think you said 105 feet, that's way up there, and that's giving you some really nice low angle, and you're doing a great job, Peter. You're doing a great job here. So 73 and good DX. VK2 UXO in the group, W2 Victor Papa.
Yeah, okay there, John. Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, well, lucky enough to get a lot of high angle as well, so it's a good rad QVK wise. Very strong right through the whole of VK as well as DX, so I get the best of both worlds, I guess. A darn good antenna, just the same. Anyway, sounds like you had another stateside station call in there, as well as you started your over. So I'll leave you guys with it. And you guys have a good afternoon over there. Certainly good signals from that side of the Pacific. 73s and all the best. And back over to you, Bill. I'll be just listening. W1ZY and group. VK2 UXO, over.
All right, good to hear you, Peter, and let me readjust my frequency because the TS-520 is warming up. 73s, and I think we'll go back to Europe. Anyway, I got a recording going, so I want to dial into that. 73s, and this is W1ZY. I don't know if there's any Europeans standing by. The Charlie Mike. All righty, very good. A little quick, Brenton, VK3CM, W1ZY, good to hear you. You're 58, 5 and 8 into Rhode Island. A very nice signal coming in. And just, sorry, I didn't want to discriminate against the Down Under folks. I just figured there wasn't any other ones on the frequency. But you're 58, Brenton. VK3CM, W1ZY.
W1ZY, VK3, Charlie Mike. Yeah, look, I tell you what, you guys were stronger. Probably about 5 minutes ago, you dropped to around 15 over 9. It was kind of weird because I was pretty much towards the shore. to see that.
Alrighty, sounds good. Let me see if John's still here. W2VP, John, are you still here?
Yeah, roger. I'm going to give him a call.
Go ahead.
Yeah, VK3CM, this is Whiskey 2, Victor Papa. Brenton, you're 5 and 7, 57, and I'm wondering what the difference between my signal is and Bill's signal there. So how do you copy, Brenton? This is John in Georgia, VK3CM, W2, Victor Papa.
Roger, occupied.
This is the fifth drop in the last 5 or 10 minutes or so. I think it's been
Bill, did he say that your couple S unit is stronger? Is that what he was saying?
I didn't copy it.
Okay, I know he said that our signals were stronger before, that we were 5.9 plus before, and that it changed. But what is the difference between my signal and Bill's signal? What is the difference between my signal and Bill's signal, lover?
Okay, probably, you know, John on that over, you were 5 and 9, so, and Bill just being 5 and 9 on that over as well, so on that particular over, there was nothing in there. On the over before, there was a couple of instruments, so it was just a bit of QSB, just a little bit of QSB on the band, John was saying. But yeah, earlier, John, you were 5.9 plus 5 dB, 5 or 10 minutes ago, and Bill W. was 5.9 plus 20, so there's definitely a difference.
Roger, Brenton. Okay, very good. Yeah, we're in, two different, areas of the country there, so my gray line is different than Bill's gray line. So I'm behind Bill, and I did notice on the Japanese station that I have to wait like 1 hour before the signals peak of the Victor Echo stations and the W1, W2 stations. So it's very difficult with Queen Sugar Baker and Gray Line. There's a lot of things going on there, but credit to Bill, if you compare the dollars spent per dB, Bill is the clear winner there. And Bill, I'm going to sign, let you work the DX there in, Europe there. And your antenna system is doing fabulous. I was just curious what it was doing. And, there's no doubt about it that you're really putting out a bodacious signal with those verticals there. And I did get the email there, so thank you for the email. And we'll be talking, and, we'll have some more rag shoes there. So 73 Brenton, all the best to you, and Bill, 73 to you, and we'll be talking, maybe when you're on in the afternoon and there's no DXing and everything. W1ZY to take it, W2 Victor Papa.
All right, W2HCW, W2VP in the group, W1ZY, very good. Always fun to talk to you, John. I mean, it's just like going back when I was a teenager. And again, it's the same rig, John. This is the same 520 that used to have that high piercing obnoxious audio coming out of it, my friend. Oh, my God. Anyway, 73s, everybody, in Australia. And thank you so much for the for this time that you spent and for the beautiful signals. Have a nice Sunday tomorrow. VK3, Charlie Mike, and the group W1ZY. Charlie Mike, let me adjust my frequency again. Sorry, we got to keep doing this. 1, 2, 3. I guess I got to replace capacitors in the VFO. Where am I? Right there. Hey, Brenton, I got an audio recording of this QSO, so you can go up onto. I have a little archive. There's a link on the QRZ page on the front page. There's a menu of some links, and you can listen to it. It'll be a long recording, and I think it's downloadable too. It'll be there in a while. People have to approve it to download it, I think. But anyway, it's there if you want to check yourself out. 73s, and we want to run some Europe here. So 73s, VK3CM, VK2UXO, W1ZY.
Thank you very much, Bill. I'll check that out. W1ZY, 73s, and good luck with Europe.
73s. 73s, W1ZY calling CQ.
Call Swan,
G1ZOQ, W1ZY, good afternoon. You're 59 in Rhode Island. Good to hear you, over. G1ZOQ, you're 59, over.
Yeah, okay, you're 59 in Manchester, over.
Very good. My name is Bill, and I'm in Rhode Island. What is your name, over?
Okay, Bill, the name is Andy, Alpha November Delta. For November Delta Yankee, over.
Very good, Andy. Yeah, you're peaking S9. Again, I'm in Rhode Island, the southern coast of Rhode Island, running 500 watts into two homemade verticals. What is your antenna? What's your power, Andy? Over.
Okay, antenna is an NZ half wave, and
and how much power, Andy? Okay, maybe a technical problem. G1ZOQ, are you still there, Andy? All right, probably. We'll get you when you come back, Andy. W1ZY, standing by. GQDX, making a recording. W1ZY. CQDX, W1 Zanzibar, Yokohama, calling CQDX, making an audio recording, standing by. The station ending Ontario. The station ending Ontario, what's your call sign? CQDX, W1ZY, Whiskey 1, Zanzibar, Yokohama. W1ZY looking into Europe. And VK Longpath, W1, Zanzibar, Yokohama. Standing by.
Victor Kilo 5, Tango Tango.
Victor Kilo 5, is it Tango Tango?
Yes, that's right, Victor Kilo 5, Tango Tango. Good morning,
my name. Well, good evening, my name's Tony. Over.
Hello, Tony. Victor Kilo 5, Tango Tango, W1ZY. You're a very nice signal. You're 5'8, but mostly 5'9. 5859, my name is Bill, and I'm in Southern Rhode Island on the east coast of the U.S. VK5 Tango Tango Long Path W1ZY.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. W1ZY, Victor Kilo 5 Tango Tango. Bill, you're 5-9. 5-9. I'm actually operating remotely at the moment. I'm at a beach location about 70 kilometers south of the station at the moment. Anyway, great signal, and just wanted to let you know you're getting into Australia very well. W1ZY, VK5TT.
All right, you're peaking over 9. Tony, you're almost 5 dB over. VK5TT, W1ZY, a booming signal from Australia around the long way. And I'm wondering, when you use that iPad, do you use a microphone, or are you just talking using the iPad's microphone that's built into the structure? Over.
Yeah, Bill, I'm actually using a Lepra Voice dynamic microphone at the moment, just sitting here on the kitchen table, just with a little interface, a little audio interface that goes into the iPad. It's a bus power, so it doesn't require any power. Fortunately, because we're having a power failure at the moment, so just running on battery. The radio's a flex radio, 5700, and the antenna is a JK 2-element. Not up very high, only up at 30 feet at the moment for the tower. I'm running all American equipment here, RE, Flex, and JK.
Yeah, Roger. I think Les is on frequency. Somebody's keying up here with their microphone, but yeah, you're coming through very nicely. There's no process. Can you process that with the Flex and put compression in and stuff like that? Tony, over.
Yeah, I can, Bill. I'm just wondering if the audio is okay. It's this little audio space. I'm using a Shure space to get the audio into the iPad. I've got a little bit of compression in the audio unit before it goes into the radio. And then I've got compression on the radio.
There's no mids or lows for me. Maybe I don't have you tuned in right, but I don't hear the mids or the lows, and I hear it's good for hearing the highs. It's good articulation, but there's no mids or lows, and it appears to me that you could increase your peak to average with some more compression, Tony. Over.
Yeah, okay. To get the audio level right here. I'm just giving you a bit more compression. I'm not sure if that's going to help, Bill, but look, I appreciate that. I think it's work in progress at this point. Normally I'm a rag chewer here. I just want to normally work the locals, but I couldn't resist saying hello to you guys. Anyway, wonderful. Thank you, Bill. W1ZY, VK5TT.
All right, very good. VK5TT, W1ZY. Well, I'm watching the meter here, and you're peaking. You're almost up to 5 dB over, but the audio doesn't really reflect that. As a result, I was just hoping that maybe you could increase the compression because I wanted to see how much you could move the meter, basically. But your voice peaks, which are few and far between, or they're sparse, are popping the needle up. And if you increase the, if you put in the FT-101 plug-in into that Flex, let's say, it would be interesting to see what would happen there, Tony H.I. But it's very pristine audio and good for rag chewing. And it is making it through because of the high-end articulation in it. Over here, we're running the exact opposite. We're using stones and flints. It's a TS-520. Which I've been using for 45 years, and I have a speech processor put into it, requiring me to rip out all the levers underneath the meter. I'm driving an SB220, about 500 watts. I have an ALC circuit enabling me to power down. And the antenna is a homemade pair of aluminum verticals, which are in Succotash Salt Marsh in Matunuck, Rhode Island, right on the south coast, right on the ocean. And just thrilled to work you with the JK up 30 feet, with you remote, with a power outage on an iPad. Incredible. It's like that's better than when Spock and Kirk beam down from the Enterprise and they get no communications. You're making it through. It's a perfect emergency application of your technology on your end, Tony. I'm also making an audio recording, which is going to last a few hours. I'll post it up on the Internet. There's a link on my QRZ page if you're interested in checking yourself out. Back to you, VK5TT, W1ZY.
Yeah, W1ZY, VK5TT. Okay, well, I'm trying with a bit more audio, but I'm concerned that I may get some distortion here. Bill, but wow, the 520 sounds really good, and your vertical's working extremely well. Bill, I'd say you're the strongest on the band out of the US at the moment. So just going up and down the band, I saw you there. I heard you listening. I heard you speaking to Brenton Powell for a quick wham with him in a minute, but your vertical's on the beach there working extremely well. All right, Bill, I'll certainly be interested in that audio recording and see what it's like. I think the issue here, I haven't EQ'd the microphone for DX. And that's where the problem is. So it might be, you know, strange for rag tube, but not quite there for DX. So I'll work on that. All right, Bill, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Your signal also now just over that line. So very good here. W1ZY, VK5TT.
All right, VK5TT, I'll let your remote flip it over, W1ZY. Very good, and yes, I understand. I think that this is my own guess, is that the you folks, the Flex guys, really don't like to crank the audio and all that kind of stuff and introduce distortion. So I appreciate you doing what you're doing on your end. I can tell the difference, and it's easier for me to hear. In particular, I'm just kind of curious to watch the S-meter to get an idea of the propagation over to you. Given your antenna height and so forth, I'm just kind of scientifically interested. So I appreciate the compression that you have made over there at my request, essentially. 73s, and yep, if you go up to the QRZ page, there's a bunch of links on the top, and one of them says pile up audio. And if you click on that, you'll go to another website, freesound.org. That should have this clip up there amongst many others in several hours. 73s, enjoy your Sunday. I imagine you sitting there getting ready to have brunch and reading American newspapers, Tony, on your iPad. 73s, VK5 Tango Tango, W1 said what?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Pleasure working you today. As you say, it's, I wouldn't say boat anchor. I don't think the 520 is a boat anchor, but older technology and new technology, but great working here today, and also great signals. That's the other wonderful thing. Obviously, my antenna's not on the beach, so I'm not able to take advantage of the wonderful soil conditions that you have there. But great contact today. Brenton, if you don't mind, if you can go to 7110 if you're still there. 73s, Bill,
VK5TT. All right, 73s, and thank you for the kind words, and we look forward to the next contact. VK5TT, Long Path, W1ZY, 73s, good morning.
Yeah, good evening, Bill.
Papa, Papa, Foxtrot.
The Papa, Papa, Foxtrot?
Yeah, very good. Can't bring it up. Here's to you. It's 0 Papa, Papa, Fox. He's both in there. I think you were with your wellies on setting up your antennas there. Lovely thing, my beautiful audio. W1ZY M0PPF.
All right, M0PPF, W1ZY. Good to hear you again, Stephen. You're 59. Coming through with very nice, clean audio. And my log indicated a previous contact, and we've been doing our methodical experiments, and we've gotten to the point where we have two of the verticals up in the salt marsh. And I'm about to do another experiment where I'm going to play with the radio field. I'm going to elevate it in about 2 feet with an eye on trying to get the water at some point in the high tide cycle to submerge it evenly 1 to 3 inches to see if I can grab the skin effect and see if that makes any difference. But anyway, more information that you would want to know. But yeah, you're coming through very nicely. It's about quarter to five in the afternoon, overcast day. Not too cold, but happy to be inside. Mike, zero, Papa Papa Fox, W1, said what?
W1, 0, maybe C. We have a hot object that we have a object of the sea, and there is still marsh there. Not quite, we wouldn't be able to get out any west, as we could put it to the side of the river. But your website program, with which your program on the website is with a great anticipation. Many thanks for the contact, and I look forward to the next one.
All right, 73, thank you for the kind words, Stephen. Let me adjust my frequency because I'm drifting here, and we'll say 73s, and thanks again. A great signal coming in this afternoon. M0, Papa Papa Fox, W1ZY, 73.
Yeah,
never mind. Yeah, W1ZY, you have that frequency?
Yes.
Yeah, let me check. I have new key on frequency. Let me check. J1ZD, your copy, 135 in Etoya. Are you 58, 58? Okay, let me switch to W1ZY. I'm sure this copy. Go ahead, Bill.
It's a little bit too early for me, Reg. Over.
Oh, you don't hear him at all?
Well, I hear him a little bit.
Okay, are you able to copy, Bill, W1ZY, Yuki?
Yuki, I think you're about a you're right in my nose. You're about a 57. Over.
Yes, okay.
He gave you a 57, but you 5859, Yuki. So we'll let that work, and we'll look for another frequency, Yuki. Okay. Yeah, 58, and thank you for the 59. Ask USY, and I'll call you back on the cluster, okay? I'm sorry, Bill. Go ahead. You have it. Enjoy your gig.
No problem. W1ZY, looking at Europe, and VK calling and standing by. Is there something in there with a delta, a sugar 596 delta? Delta Tango X-ray. What is the call sign? All right, 9 Alpha 6 Delta Tango X-ray. You're 5758 in Rhode Island. Over.
Yes, okay, ready with us. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Okay, Ivan, good to hear you. I think you're running 200 watts to a ground plane. It's coming through very nicely. You're 58 on peaks into Rhode Island, Ivan. Over.
Yes, okay. My antenna is
the Alinco with 100 watts in the ground plane coming through. Sometimes you get all the way up to S9. Just incredible. Hey, thank you for the call, and just beautiful to hear you this afternoon. 9 Alpha 6, I'm making audio recording, and I post it on the internet. 9 Alpha 6 Delta Tango X-ray, W1ZY. Go ahead, Ivan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. QRZ Europe, CQ Europe, W1ZY.
Tango Foxtrot number 3, Victor Papa.
Tango Fox 3, Victor Papa, you have been waiting a long time. I heard you earlier. W1ZY, you're about at least 5 dB over into Rhode Island. Over.
Awesome. Excellent. Super excited to catch you here. You're actually 20 over 9 here in Reykjavik, Iceland. And after modifying my antenna today, catching you on the first call, it's excellent. So, that's you.
All right. Is it Valgir?
Yeah, roger, roger. That's me, roger.
Yeah, you're 5 over 9. You're a huge signal coming in, and thank you for the 20 over. I'm shocked to receive these reports. Again, we're running old TS-520, 500 watts, two verticals, homemade in Succotash Salt Marsh in Matunuk, Rhode Island. I have a friend in Iceland. She plays in the symphony, the orchestra. Her name is Bagliot Haraldsdóttir. I don't know if you know her or not, but I know a lot of Icelandic people in certain circles all know each other. But you're coming in very nicely, Valgeir, and I'm wondering what you did to your antennas today because it's working incredibly beautifully. You're like a local. Tango Fox 3, Victor Papa, W1ZY.
Yeah, thank you, William. I had a 7-meter vertical, and I extended it today. So now it's a 10-meter vertical. Nothing fancy to it, just made a pole underneath the fiberglass vertical and extended it up. And I'm just running a Yaesu 7300 standard, no amplifier, nothing, 100 watts to the antenna, that's about it.
That's incredible. And do you have any ground radial system, any ground system underneath it that you're playing it off against, Valgeir? Over.
Yeah, so that's probably where I've spent most of my time, that a ground system. So the antenna is on top of my garage, and I use the roof of the garage as a comfort point, and the roof of the house as well. I've connected it together. And I've also have like a random radio system in the lawn as well, all connected to the roof. So I've spent a lot of time and effort into the ground system. So hopefully that's starting to pay off.
Absolutely. And now you have raised the radiator from 7 meters up to 10 meters, is that right?
Yeah, roger, roger. It's a 10-meter vertical at the moment, from a 7-meter, and obviously I have a lot of wind here, so I have quite a few support to do it as well, but basically spent all day doing this, so extremely happy to catch you here, and thank you for the report. It's really exciting, so thank you, William.
Yeah, incredible. And did you try to resonate it? Did you raise it to that height because you were trying to resonate it as a quarter wave vertical?
So that's actually the next step. Yeah, that's the plan. I'm gonna tune it for the 40-meter band. I didn't have time to do it today, so I just used my to tune the antenna for tonight, but. That's the next tune the antenna for the 40-meter band, and then I can use the tuner for the other bands. But I spent most of my time on 40, so that's why I have the antenna there. That's good.
All right, beautiful. Yeah, remember, it's 36 ohms. 36 ohms is what you're looking for, 1.3 to 1. SWR, if you're using coax, 50-ohm coax. Don't be deluded into thinking it's perfect with a 1-to-1 50-ohm. You want 36 ohms, zero reactance, or at the low reactance point, and that'll reduce it. That means you have minimized the ground losses. And, you know, one other thing maybe is, I don't mean to protrude or intrude into what you're doing there, but with the high winds and everything, possibly you can use one of the guys, the guy wires, up near the top of the antenna if you have two sets of guys. I have two sets here. To try to put, I would use aluminum wire from the top down, maybe 5 feet or 6 feet, 7 feet, something like that, to insulators. Then the rest is guy rope or whatever you use for the guying. And put a capacity hat. If you can't get it to tune properly, if it is always too high in frequency, maybe a little top hat like that will bring it down so you don't have to put it up any higher, and also make it a little bit more structurally strong for the winds. And I heard from a ham in Australia who seemed to, he's an older ham, an old timer, sent me a long email, Valger, saying that if you put the little hat like that with the guys on the 40-meter vertical, it'll make it a little quieter on receive, although I haven't tested it yet. But you've got a great antenna here. It's 100 watts. You're 5 over 9. It's just incredible. I have a recording of you, and again, I post it on the Internet, and you can get to it on a link on my QRZ page maybe in a few hours or maybe tomorrow. A hell of a signal. I'm glad that you did the work. TF3 Victor Papa in Iceland, W1 said what?
Excellent. Yeah, that's a good pointer there. I'll definitely look into this when I start tuning and playing with the antenna at north. I was basically too tired spending the day to do any more. So I'll continue to go. I still need to properly guide tie them to my hands here, so I need to do it properly tomorrow morning. Think I'm putting myself, I'll definitely take a look at it. If I have issues with tuning, epsilon feedback with it.
Yeah, it serves two functions. That's only if you can't tune it because of the counterpoise. Maybe it's not big enough, and sometimes that means the vertical's got to be extended. And so that's just something to think about. I want to try that myself. I have two of these aluminum verticals. Let me flip them on you, Edgar. I'm going to change the phase. Hang on. This is now going to the southwest. Oh, this is 240 degrees to the southwest. And this is back up at you 60 degrees of the north. Is that making any difference for you? Over.
No. Your last point is the north.
About 10 over 9.
You went a bit quieter for a while, but the last point.
Okay, and it didn't, when I switched, was there no difference when I switched it? Over.
Can you try it one more time, please?
All right, stand by. I've now switched it. I'm now looking to the southwest, southwest right now. Tango, Fox 3, Victor, Papa, W1ZY, beaming southwest. Go ahead, over.
You're basically 5'7", 5'6", 5'7".
Okay, very good. That tells me something about the propagation, a little lower angle. It's interesting. Thank you so much. And again, if you go to the QRZ page, if you're interested, the whole conversation will be in a larger audio clip that you can search through and find. If you're interested to hear how beautiful your signal is into Rhode Island with 100 watts, it's amazing. And you have a very fine location, no doubt about that. 73s from Matunuck, Rhode Island, and I hope to hear you again, break in any time, and let me know what you have done over there with that beautiful antenna that you have. Tango Fox 3, Victor Papa on a vertical, W1 said what?
Thank you for the finish over here. W1 said why Tango Fox 3, Victor Papa.
73s and Haldebra, this is W1 said Y, making a recording, standing by.
Okay,
Kilo, Florida, Bill.
Kilo, Florida.
Florida, Kilowatt, Florida. The RFO,
Bill, when you switched to 5 and 6 in the UK. Germany, Delta Fox, 2
Victor Papa. 5 when you came back in the other direction, Bill. It's John down in Cornwall. Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, G Zero Fox King Fox.
All right, G0, Fox King Fox, W1ZY. Thank you for that report. I always find it helpful, John. It tells me about the propagation, at least in my own fantasy world. You're 59. You're just a little bit over, 2 or 3 dB. And we're coming up onto 5 o'clock in the afternoon here on a very overcast day. But the clouds are very high altitude clouds, so it's not too claustrophobic. And we're just working on a TS-830 on the test bench, and we're moving it along to try to see if I can get it to transmit. But we took a break and decided to come here and see what the heck was going on. We're making another recording, so I do appreciate the nice front-to-back report. Coming through nicely, John. G0, Fox Kilo, Fox, W1ZY.
Yeah, okay, Bill, G0, Florida, Kilo, Florida. I put the vertical back up after my 70th birthday. I had to take the antennas down because they're in the field and the grandchildren wanted to run wild. So I took them down, but I chucked it up this afternoon. We had quite a nice day here. Got up to around about 15 degrees Celsius. In the morning, repairing cars, that's what I get involved in. Repairing cars, sorting the rest of the family's cars out. And this afternoon, played a bit of radio. Shoved the 40 meter vertical, just so I can hear you better, mate. Yeah, doing a fine job as usual, Bill. Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee, G0FKF.
All right, I'm glad you put it back up. You're 5 over, and just a booming signal coming through. I've got the RF gain cranked back. And we have these pirate folks starting up with their shortwave broadcast. I hope they cut it out. Anyway, good to hear you. And again, we got you a nice recording of you in the larger, longer clip, John. 73s, and we'll pick up some more stations and see what the propagation does here for the next hour or so. All the best from Tunic, Rhode Island, and Succotash Marsh. G0, Fox Kilo Fox, W1ZY.
Yeah, all the best to you, Bill. Hope you managed to get that radio sorted. Have a good weekend. We'll go to G0, KF, QSY.
73s, W1ZY, making a recording, standing by. Is there a Radio Sierra Quebec? Mike Victor something, Mike Victor Radio Portable?
Yeah, that's right, Mike Victor.
M0 MVR Portable, you're about a 5758 into Rhode Island, over.
Right, yeah, you're 5 miles.
And what's your power? All right, 60 whiskeys. And the wire antenna you're using, is it a vertical type wire? Alrighty, sounding good here. Over here, about 500 watts into two homemade verticals in Succotash Salt Marsh in Matunic on the south coast of Rhode Island. Hey, 73s, and we have a recording that we'll post on the internet, and you can search for yourself in it in a few hours. 73s, M0, Mike Victor Radio, stroke portable, W1ZY. CQ Europe and VK Longpath, W1 Zulu Yankee.
India Uniform 2, India
Italy United W2 India Delta United, you're 59, over.
Roger, Roger, many thanks to Winnie. This is India Uniform 2, India Delta Uniform returning. Thank you so much. 59 also Bloomington in North Italy. 73, bye bye.
Juillo, grazie, ciao, QRZ.
Echo,
Echo Charlie 5, Bravo November Lima, 5-9, over. QSL, gracias, 73s, QRZ, W1ZY, making a recording.
Ocean November, Japan.
The Ocean November. Okay, Leon, I have you at a 5758 into Rhode Island, and your call sign, I have it correct. I can see it on the log. 5758, Leon, over.
Roger, thank you for 57528. Your 59+20 dB on my 2-element Yagi, over.
Oh, incredible. That's amazing. How much power are you running, Leon?
I'm running just 100 watts there, and the Ken TS590.
All right, the TS590, the famous TS590 rig I've never used,
but it sounds good. I have to adjust
my frequency here. My TS520 is warming up. Good to hear you, Leon, and have a good Sunday coming up tomorrow. I hope it's warm. Oscar, Nancy, 6, Lima, Victor, W1, said what? W1ZY making a recording, calling CQDX.
Florida 4, Charlie Whiskey November.
Fox 4, Charlie Whiskey November, 59+5, a beautiful signal, over.
Roger, you're also 59. I'm in southwest part of France. I'm currently running 1 kilowatt on French countess. I'm in the southwest in 32 department, Roger. Whiskey 1, Zulu India, Fox 4, Charlie Whiskey November.
All right, very good, Florian. And do you need any numbers from me for your contest? Over.
Okay, for you, 5932, can you give me a serial number?
59+501.
001, thank you, 73.
73's making a recording, W1ZY, calling CQ. Italy Kilo 8, is it Tango Mike Lima?
Tango Mike Foxtrot. My name is Paolo.
Paolo, you're 5'9", a little bit over in Rhode Island. IK8 TMF, W1ZY.
Okay, W1ZY, India. It is UC40, very, very strong. Napoli, here, UC9 and 209. Thank you for your contact.
Grazie. Good to hear you coming through, Paolo. Grazie. Ciao. QRZ. The Juliet Papa. Fox 5, Juliet November X-ray. You're also 59. A beautiful signal, over. Oh, okay. You're 5902. 73's, I'm not running the contest. W1ZY making audio recording, calling CQDX. The Yankee Oscar. Yankee Oscar 2 something Papa India. Mexico Papa India, is that correct? London, Yankee Oscar 2, Mike Papa London, you're 57, 5 and 7, over.
Yes, yes, sir, thank you a lot for the 5-7-1, there you go.
Okay, Voight, you a molto mask for the contact, 73s, QRZ.
Denmark, Japan, Zero Alpha Juliet, Bill.
All right, we're just letting the recording get some of these call signs and the beautiful regions that they're coming from. Delta Juliet Zero Alpha Japan, guten Aften, you're 5 and 9, Akram, over.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, my friend. Lonely like to hear you, Bill. 5 9 plus 10. At the moment, too much traffic on my time, but we, you see now. In ORS 9, Bill. This Juan Zulu Genki from DJ Zero AJ.
All right, DJ Zero AJ, W1ZY, Ikrim, you're 5-9, peaking 5 dB over as the sun continues to get lower in a overcast sky. Over.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Bill. 120 watts only at the moment. At the moment, 120 watts on the main transceiver. Thanks a lot. So much station calling to a European country. Good luck with meeting.
All right, 5 over, and we have the Tonband gemacht, and we'll post it up on the internet. Beautiful signal, Ekram. 73, W1ZY, calling CQ, making audio recording. Oscar Kilo 7 X-ray, you're 59 plus 5. Oscar Kilo 7.
Ontario, Kilowatt 7 X-ray, America.
Roger from Praha. You are 5-9 plus 5 into Rhode Island. What is your name, please?
Roger. My name is Peter. And your name, please?
Peter, my name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. My QTH is Succotash Salt Marsh in Rhode Island. Over.
Roger. What is your equipment? I am running Yezu Fox Tango DX3000. Only basic power without amplification and antennas multiband vertical on about 7000, locate 60 meters high. And what is your equipment, Bill?
I'm using a TS520, 500 watts, and I have two homemade aluminum verticals next to the ocean. Over.
Roger, fantastic signal, stable 5-9. So many thanks for a very nice evening to us all, and the best wishes to you and your good luck, sir, and microphone back to you for final.
Thank you, Peter. We have audio recording on the internet. You can hear yourself in a couple hours. 73's W1ZY, CQ.
Bye.
Many stations, the Mexico station.
Mexico, Zero, Tango, Foxtrot, Uniform.
Mike Zero, TFU, W1ZY, you're 5, almost 10 over 9 on that short transmission, over.
Yeah, hello, Bill. Name is Ian, India, Alpha, India, November, and then Southwest Scotland, you're 5-9 plus 10, over.
All right, thank you, Ian, and you're 5 dB over, just a beautiful signal. There's some fading on your signal, but you're peaking up at around 5 over. Just out of curiosity, for propagation's sake, what is the antenna you're running and the power, Ian, over?
Yeah, I'm running a delta loop, a vertically polarized delta loop, and the power is at 400 watts, probably slightly less, about 300 to 400 watts, Bill, over.
All right, awesome. Really pumping in here this afternoon. Again, we're making the audio recording, and I hope that you can find yourself in it if you're so inclined. 73's MM0TFU, W1ZY.
We have such a nice signal this evening.
73's, and whoever's calling, make sure you're on frequency, CQ, W1ZY. Hang on, Beth, the Hotel Bravo 9.
Kilo, November Yankee, name Chris, and you're 5 and 9, beautiful signal here in Switzerland. Back to you.
Hey, you too, you're 5 over 9, HB9KNY, a beautiful signal from Switzerland. What's the antenna, over?
Yeah, it's only a Kelemen dipole for 40 and 80 meters, 8 meters over the ground with 1 kilowatt input.
And are you on top of one of those Swiss mountains, over?
What is the question?
Are you on top of one of the big mountains, Bilger, over?
No, it's near the eastern part of Switzerland. Here is the mountain, Slow Mountain, 7650 over sea level is my high. QSL?
7650 meters.
650 meters over the ground, yes.
Incredible. Almost half a kilometer, over half a kilometer. That's amazing. Hey, thank you, 73s, Chris, and have a nice Sunday. This is W1ZY, standing by for Beth, over.
Yeah, good,
All right, stand by, Europe. Stand by a second. Say again, Beth.
I said there seems to be a significant amount of QSB on the street, well, on the band, over.
Okay. Are you using a vertical or a horizontal?
I'm using my beam. Why? Is my signal really crap?
No, it could be the horizontal has nulls in the elevation plot, and maybe the angle as it settles in is right now kind of going up and down one of your nulls. Over.
Possibly. I have no idea. Anyway, you're a good signal here, so I can hear you. That's the important thing, and you can kind of hear me as long as nobody else transmits. Anyway, good to have you. Long time no here. You're sounding good, and I'll let you carry on. You've got lots of guys calling you. W1ZY, MW0VOW.
All right, MW0VOW, W1ZY. Good to hear you again. Some folks were kind of asking about a month ago about where you were, and we're all happy to hear you back. And I've moved to a new location. I'm in Succotash Salt Marsh, surrounded by birds, right on the ocean in southern Rhode Island. And we're running a audio recording this afternoon, working Europe. I'm going to post the recording up on the internet. Hence the excitement. 73s, and we'll talk to you at length in a moment. MW0VOW, W1ZY.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. You enjoy it. Sounds like you've got a
good
day.
W1ZY,
MW0, 73s,
QRZ Europe, W1ZY.
9 Henry 1,
Japan Lima. Big signal. You're over 9. Let me check the meter. Go ahead, over.
Okay, very good.
Joe, Japan, Oscar, Echo.
We're having a storm right now in Malta, on the island of Malta. Very strong wind going overhead, and there are lots of rain right now. That's the situation here in Malta.
All right, 9H1 Japan Lima, W1ZY. Good to hear you, Joe. I'm sorry to hear about the gods throwing their thunderbolts over there on Malta. You're 5 dB over, 59 plus 5. Just a beautiful signal coming in from the eastern Mediterranean into Matunik, Rhode Island. Over.
So bad, Victor. Very good. Very good there. What's the name for the low voice? Your name, please?
I'm sorry. My name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Over.
Okay, Bill. Very good there. Nice to go ahead to on the bad things tonight. Your signal picked up because you were a bit low there. But you were 5x9 now, 5x1 as we show.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want to keep you. Continue with your pilot over there. You can always look me up on QIZ.com. My details are picked up on QIZ.com. Policies from the island of Malta to Rhode Island over there. And the QIZ is better than what I do. You wish to want to be here?
Hotel 1 at Japan Lima.
All right, it's 9 Hotel 1 Japan Lima, W1ZY, 73s, and again, we're making an audio recording, which we will post up on the internet in our archive for you to be able to hunt out your signal later on in a few hours. 73s, Joe, and a good signal, 9H1 Japan Lima, W1ZY.
Okay, Bill, thank you very much, my friend. Good luck and good day, finger. I'm only using an inverted transmitter, by the way. 440 and then 10 meters, which is sitting low up in my roof. I'm running around 200 watts, 200 watts, with an icon my feet for the
time. All right, 73s, and thank you again for the contact. W1ZY. More Europe, standing by.
Alpha, number 3, Ontario, Mexico. Good night. All night from Catalunya. Roger.
Echo Alpha 6, is it Oscar, Mexico?
Okay, good night. Echo Alpha 6, Ontario, Mexico.
Okay, Echo Alpha 6, I don't have the call sign. You're 59, 5 and 9 from Rhode Island, over.
Okay, Roger. My contact is Echo Alpha number 3, Europe, Ontario, Mexico. Echo Alpha 3, Europa.
All right, Echo Alpha 3, Echo Oscar Mike. Very good. Again, you're 59 from Rhode Island, and thank you for the report, 59 plus 20. Very happy. 73s, W1 said Y, calling CQ.
Delta Lima 2, Nancy Echo Delta.
Delta Lima 2, Nancy Echo Lima, is that right? Delta Lima 2, November Echo Delta, you're 59 plus 5, over.
Thank you very much, Phil. Name is Martin. Could you
ask me of Nuremberg, South Germany, 9 plus 5 here in Germany? Over.
All right, Martin, you're 10 dB over and off frequency. Good to hear you coming in. What is the antenna, over?
My antenna is a 4 element mostly.
Right, and the power?
750 watts.
Doing beautifully here this afternoon, just incredible. We're running about 500 watts, and the antenna is two verticals, homemade verticals. Great to hear you coming through, Martin. Delta Lima 2, November Echo Delta 5, 9 plus 10, W1, said what?
Thank you very much, bye-bye.
QRZ, W1, said what?
Romeo Mike Echo, Romeo 2, Romeo Mike.
The Rodeo Radio Mike Echo 2, Mike Echo, what is your call sign?
Sugar Victor 7, Bravo.
The Radio Mexico, what's your call sign?
Sugar Victor 7, Bravo, Oscar Yankee.
Sugar Victor 7, Bravo, Oscar Yankee, you're 5 and 8, over.
5-9-2-7-5-20-9,
thank you, 73, bye-bye. Thank you for the 20, over. QRZ, Europe, W1ZY.
Just want to say you're 60 over here in Northeast Tennessee, WX4XW.
WX4XW, W1 said why? You're quite loud here. You're about 20, 25 over. Over.
Oh, goodness gracious, you're about to blow me up over here. Good signal. Good to meet you. Have a good evening and enjoy your Europe contacts. WX4XW 73.
Alrighty, yeah, we just turned our antennas at you, and you're very loud here. Have a good Saturday evening. Over.
Alrighty, you do the same. Appreciate you. WX4XW, back to you.
73. CQ Europe, W1 Zulu Yankee.
Echo Bravo 2, Romeo Mike. Romeo Mike.
Is that Echo Bravo 2, Radio Mike?
Number 4. For me. Echo Bravo 2, Foster Romeo Mike. Tell me exactly your call sign. Echo Bravo 2 for Romeo Mike for W1.
Echo Bravo, everyone else, stand by, Echo Bravo 2, Fox Radio Mike, you're 59 plus 5, cinco nueve plus cinco, mi nombre es Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, y my call sign, Whiskey 1, Zulu, Yankee, Whiskey 1, Zebra, Yokohama, over.
Okay, thank you very much, 5-8 here in the States, 5-8.
Okay, 100 watts, 5-9 plus 5. Beautiful, bella, bueno signal, muy fuerte signal, 5-9 plus 5. 73s, CQ, W1, said what? Everybody remember, get on frequency, because I don't want to have to keep hitting my RIT, the Sugar Tango.
Yes, I'm on Sugar Tango, I know. 20 hours ago, and about 2 here on 40.
Is that Delta Juliet 7 Sugar Tango?
That's correct, sir. We had 20 hours ago, we had a long few hours ago.
Roger, I remember. You're 58, 59 at this moment coming in, but good to hear you coming through, over.
Roger, you are 5-9, Block 5, and I have only a high-end feed antenna. It's a high-end feed antenna made in the Netherlands. A Fox antenna system, Roger.
Roger, I do remember Guido. Very good, or Gary. I remember. Hey, 73s, and again, we have the audio recording going to post up in a few hours. 73s, W1ZY, calling CQ.
Italy Whiskey 2, Bravo Tango America.
Italy Whiskey 2, Bravo Tango America. You're 5859 on that transmission. Over.
Whiskey 1, Italy Whiskey 2, Bravo Tango. Very good, you're 5-9.
Grazie, Cinco, 5-9, 73s, QRZ.
W3UAL,
thank you. Stand by, Europe, W3UAL, go ahead, over.
Yes, sir, I just wanted to tell you that is an absolutely fantastic web page, and I'm sitting here looking at a marsh, and you've got me dreaming. Name here is Andy, and I'm on the Chesapeake Bay here in Virginia.
All right, Andy, you're like 35 over, so I can tell you're near some sort of salt water there, Andy, over.
Yep, I've just got actually off-center dipole that's out over the water. But boy, I tell you what, I have really enjoyed your website, some great ideas there, and I won't keep you from the DX, but I just want to say thanks, buddy. I do appreciate it.
I'm so happy to hear that you're getting something out of that page, and I appreciate you taking a look at it and also saying hello to me on that, because I do hope that you are going to enjoy yourself, over.
Well, I'll either get wet feet or a pretty good signal out of it, but thanks again. You get back to work, W3UAL.
And get some waders. I wear waders all the time. 73, I'll talk to you soon.
73.
W1ZY calling CQ Europe, standing by.
Charlie Tango.
Charlie Tango.
Okay, the call is making the 1 Charlie Tango, and the name is Braun. Bravo Radio Oscar November, can
I help? Bravo Radio Oscar November. Braun, good to hear you. My name's Bill. I'm in Rhode Island in Succotash Salt Marsh. You're 59, about 10 to 15 over. Over.
Okay, Bill, thanks for your support. You are 5-9, plus 20 yourself here into the west of Northern Ireland. Over.
Excellent. You got the piercing audio going on, Brown. What is your rig and what's your power in the antenna?
Okay, Bill, the rig is the FT1000MP Mark V, just using the standard microphone, and we're running 400 watts there in the antenna. Over.
And what is the antenna, Brown?
It's two-phase vertical spool there. Over.
All right. And can you change the direction?
Yeah. There we go, Bill. We just flipped over there. Over.
Incredible. I see 20 dB, Brown. Over.
Well, it's working well. It's liberal volt, Bill. I've been off the radio there for a while, and I've moved QDH out into the country, so we have a bit of room there now to play, so we just sort of threw up something temporary to get us back on the air again. Sort of towers and beams will come later, but at the moment we're happy playing parties, over.
All righty, well, it's working beautifully. I'm also using two verticals, homemade. Let me flip on you, and maybe you can tell me if I have any front to back for you. This is southwest, looking 240. 240 degrees to the southwest, and back over to you, Brown. Over.
Okay, Bill. You sort of drew up there to about a 7 with me there. A 7 with me, and then you peaked there up again there. Over.
All righty. Appreciate that. Hey, 73s, I'm making an audio recording, Brown. I'm going to post it on the internet. There's a link on my QRZ page if you want to go dig yourself out of the recording. But what a hell of a signal. 5-9, 10 to 15, M1, Mike India 1, Charlie Tango, W1, said what?
Okay, Bill, I will do. Thank you very much for the nice contact, and hopefully we'll talk to you further in the way. Bye-bye for now.
73's QRZ.
Oscar November 7, Foxtrot Lima.
ON7FL, you're 5 over, at least, into Rhode Island. A hell of a signal, over.
Thank you very much. Can you give me the call? You are 5-9 plus 10 dBs at this moment in the northeastern part of Belgium.
In and my call is Whiskey One Zulu Yankee, and my name is Bill. I'm in Rhode Island. Over.
Okay, Del Whiskey One Zulu Yankee. Very beautiful signal here in Belgium. I'm transmitting at this moment on an inverted V, about 500 watts. And it's going quite well, 5.9 plus 10 plus 15 at this moment, incredible.
All right, good propagation. I think, is it Fred? Is that your name?
Yes, it is Fred. It is Fred at this moment.
At this moment, okay. Very good. We're using an old TS-520, 500 watts, and the antenna is homemade, two aluminum poles, two aluminum verticals. And we're located in Succotash Salt Marsh, right on the ocean in southern Rhode Island. And we're just checking out the propagation, making a long audio recording. But very nice conditions so far as we approach Gray Line. ON7 Fox Lima, W1 said one.
Okay, W1 Zulu Yankee, this is Oscar, November 7, Foxtrot Lima. Yes, normally my name is Freddy, like Foxtrot Romeo Echo Delta Delta Yankee. But I use the short name, like Fred. Yes, the verticals are doing a great job, but when you're near the oceans, it's a beautiful location to have verticals. At this moment, I'm running the inverted V. On the second locations, I have a two-element Yagi on 40. And we tried it in the month of January, and we made a lot of QSOs with the States with it. It's amazing, but this is... truly amazing today that the signals are so high from the States into Europe. Conditions are very well. Whiskey One from Yankee, Oscar November 7, Foxtrot Lima.
All right, ON7FL, W1 said why, I agree. And it's been some pretty good conditions over the last few days. Yesterday, not so much so, comparatively speaking. But we've been enjoying some nice conditions, similar to the way it was a couple years ago, almost every night, Fred. But you're coming in beautifully. And again, I have an audio recording that I'm making, an extended audio recording, and your signal will be amongst the others. I'll post it up on the internet if you're interested in checking out this incredible signal coming from you this evening here into Rhode Island. ON7 Fox Lima, W1 said what?
Okay, W1 said why. I'm very interested in the audio recording, so I will have a look at your QSF.com page tomorrow, and then I will have a listen to that. Well, Del, thank you very much for answering my call. Wish you all the best for you and yours. Have a nice weekend, and hope to meet you again on frequency. W1 Zulu Yankee, Oscar November 7, Foxtrot Lima. Bye-bye.
All right, a remarkable signal coming in, Freddie, and I appreciate you taking the time, spending the time here with me this afternoon, this evening. 73's 017 Fox Lima, W1 said what?
Thank you for calling us, and all the best for you and yours. 73's, bye-bye.
73's, QRZ.
Sugar Papa 2 Alpha November, Denmark.
Is it Sugar Papa 2 Alpha November? What's the last letter?
Delta, Denmark.
There you go. Sugar Papa 2 Alpha November Delta. You're 5.9 plus 5 into Rhode Island. My name is Bill. Over.
Okay, good morning, Bill. My name is Andy. You're also 59 plus 10 dB in Northern Poland. I'm located in Northern Poland nearby the city of Gdańsk, and transmitting about 300 watts with simple dipole antenna. QSL?
Yeah, beautiful, Andy. And just a good signal coming through. You're about 5.9, 5.9 plus 5. Just some very nice propagation here tonight. We're running 500 watts, two verticals, and we're right on the ocean in Rhode Island. And a beautiful signal from you. Sugar Papa 2 Alpha Nancy Delta, W1 said what?
Okay, thank you very much for the information. Also very nice signal from your side. Very nice modulation and pretty good propagation. I could hear you today, tonight, with Bravo RTS, FT 707, but now I'm transmitting with FT 990.
Lima 7000 amplifier. Not fully driven at the moment, but it's enough because of good condition. I wish you all the best, good luck, and many good QSL today. All the best to you, 73. Bye-bye.
All right, 73s, and thank you again for the contact. Beautiful to hear you. Sugar Papa 2 Alpha Nancy Delta, W1ZY, Jean Dobry. CQ, W1ZY. Golf 4, is it Bravo, Yankee?
My first contact on the
Roger, are you in a car, Keith?
Negative. I'm just trying out a radio which I may put in the car.
Roger, you're 58, 5758, Keith, into Rhode Island, so that radio is working quite nicely. Over.
Yes, from 5 to 10, but this is the first.
It sounds good. It's got some good compression, good communication audio, but with the hand mics, you want to talk across the microphone. You don't want to hold it up to your mouth. You want to put it so that your voice talks across the microphone. Keith, over. Roger. All right, Keith, and again, we have an audio recording going up on the internet, and you can link to it off of my QRZ page if you want to check yourself out. You'll have to search through that recording. And let me timestamp it as 5:35 p.m. On the recording. Hey, 73's G4 BYY with the new rig, W1ZY. Good evening. To you, Keith, W1ZY, at, again, 5:35 on February 23rd, calling CQ. Standing by. Okay, we got the Russians, QRZ Russia, W1ZY. Is that United Radio 7, India, Quebec, Tokyo? Okay, and is your call sign United Radio 7, India, Quebec, Tokyo? Is that correct? Italy, Quebec. All right. Hang on. I got to relog it. You're 5758, 5758 into Rhode Island. And my name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. Over.
My name is Nikolai. Nikolai, United. When you travel, you Nikolai,
all right, Nikolai. You're 58, 5 and 8. And thank you for the 59 plus. My name is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. A beautiful to hear you tonight, Nikolai. United Radio 7, India, Quebec, W1ZY. Paka, paka, do svidanya, a good Sunday. CQ, W1ZY, making audio recording.
Uniform, whiskey, water, whiskey, alpha.
Uniform Whiskey 1, Whiskey Alpha, W1ZY, you're 59 plus 5 in Rhode Island, over.
Good afternoon, Bill. Thanks for replying. This is Uniform Whiskey 1, Whiskey Alpha, you're 59 here in the Western Ukraine. 5 and 9, and my name is Mark, Lake Mexico, Alpha X-ray, very able X-ray, and UDH is OV, like Lima, Victor, India, Victor, London, Victor, India, Victor, W1ZY, this is Uniform Whiskey 1, Whiskey Alpha, over.
Roger, Uniform Whiskey 1, Whiskey Alpha, W1 Zulu Yankee, a beautiful signal coming from you. You are 59, you're peaking almost 10 dB over, 59 plus 5, almost 59 plus 10. My QTH is Rhode Island, and we're running 500 watts to two verticals, beaming northeast. What is your antenna, over?
Okay, Bill, no problem to copy here. Using TF-480, and my output bar is about 1 kilowatt. And antenna is the 6BKW, which is made like a sloper. It's sloping from the top of the building. It's height approximately about 30 meters above the ground, and it's sloping down to about 7 meters, 7 meters, another end, so that this is my antenna, over.
All right, well, that is making a very good use of the building, a very good use of the building, coming through quite nicely, and a very powerful signal. Could you repeat your name? I didn't write it into my log. Over.
Yeah, okay. Name is Mark, Mexico, Alpha X-ray. Mike, Alpha X-ray. Yeah, this it's sloping towards the northeast, toward the northeast direction, Bill. How did he copy, over?
All right, very good. Again, you're 5, peaking almost 10 over 9, Max. Just a great signal with that beautiful sloper, which I think is also working on other bands for you. Just a great propagation here tonight. I am entering gray line right now. We are at dusk, and we're entering gray line at 5:40 p.m. 73s, and again, my compliments on your signal. I have audio recording, which I will post on the internet, and there's a link on my QRZ page to the audio in a few hours. A beautiful signal. United Whiskey 1, Whiskey Alpha in Lviv, W1ZY.
Yeah, W1ZY, WA. Okay, Bill, thank you very much for a beautiful contact. Just wanted to keep you in order with me. You're booming here. Your signal is booming in Europe, and probably many stations calling you right now, and wish you very good, and to have a good DX here, and wish you all the best. Good luck to you and your family. 73 to you, Bill. Good luck.
73's Max, QRZ, W1ZY, making a recording. The Lima, Bravo, Lima.
Roger, my friend, India, Uniform, 1, Lima, Bravo, Lima.
Italy United 1, Lima Bravo Lima. In Italy, you're 5 and 9, a very nice signal in Rhode Island. Over.
Thank you very much, my friend. Please repeat your call.
W1 Zulu Yankee. Over.
Roger, my friend. W1 Zulu India. Give me Roger.
Negative. Zulu Yankee.
Zulu Yankee. Yankee. Thank you very much. My name is Roberto from Italy, North Italy. My city is Genova, Genova City.
All right, Roberto, beautiful from Genoa. You're 5'9", you're almost to 5 dB over in Rhode Island. And my working condition is 500 watts and two verticals beaming northeast. What is your antenna? What is your power, Roberto? Over.
Roger, my friend. Roger, Roger. Thank you very much for question, my friend. Thank you. 7-3 for you and your family. Good luck.
Grazie. QRZ.
United Romeo 5, India, Florida, Bravo.
United Radio 5, India, Fox, Bravo, W1ZY, a big signal, 59 plus 10 into Rhode Island. Over.
Yeah, beautiful. Rhode Island, beautiful signal. Name is Dmitry. You're 59 in Ukraine. Over.
All right, Mitri. And again, my name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. You have the big signal. What is your antenna, your power, Mitri? Over.
About half a kilowatt, two element cubicle quad, over.
One of the beautiful cubicle quads from the United Radio Land. Just incredible. A beautiful signal coming in. We are at dusk here. The sun is down. It is getting dark. We're running 500 watts. We have two verticals overlooking the ocean, Dmitri. United Radio 5, India Fox Bravo, W1ZY.
Yeah, Roger. About midnight during this, my local position, about local time, and you're doing excellent job. You're about 20 to 15 over, over.
All right, thank you. That's incredible. Just unbelievable reports coming in, Dmitri. 73s and Paka, I have audio recording, and I post it on the internet, and there's a link to it on my QRZ page. 73s and Pasiba for the QSO. Again, my compliments on your signal. United Radio 5, India Fox Bravo, W1ZY.
W1ZY, this is UR5IFB. Thank you very much for a beautiful contact. If possible, if you are have a recording, best wishes and best regards to W1MBB, if you know him. Over.
Yes, he's a friend of mine, a good man. Over.
That's a great one. Thank you very much. Beautiful one. Thank you very much for the contact, 73, and I will see you again in the air. Bye-bye.
Paka, 73's QRZ. The Delta Charlie 1, Delta Charlie 1.
Delta Charlie 1, Hotel Radio.
Is that Delta Charlie 1 Victor Radio?
No, this is Delta Charlie 1 Hotel Radio.
All right, there's two hotel radios. Stand by Delta Charlie 1 Hotel Radio. You're 5 and 9, over.
Yeah, you're also 5 and 9. You're in Germany. My handle is Harry Hotel Alpha Romeo Romeo Yankee. Harry is my handle. And you report, I said you before, is 5 and 9. Can you give me your call sign, please? One again, it's a uniform one.
Oh, negative. It's a Whiskey 1 Zulu Yankee. V Ein Zulu Epsilon. Over.
At the moment, and on the hex beam, there's a Kalerman antenna, and the Kalerman antenna is 40 meters. Back to you. Zulu Yankee, Delta Charlie 1, Hotel Radio.
All right, Harry, well, it's working quite nicely here. Again, you're 59 into Rhode Island. And ich mache ein Tonband, und I'll set it up on the internet, and there'll be a link at my QRZ page in a few hours. Many calling, so I say 73s. Have a good Sunday coming up, and compliments on your signal into Rhode Island this evening. Delta Charlie 1 Hotel Radio, W1ZY.
Okay, 73,
bye-bye. 73s, QRZ. Charlie United, Japan, Charlie, Quebec.
Roger, Roger, Williams, this is Italy United 8, Japan, Charlie, Queen.
Italy United 8, Japan, Charlie, Queen, you're 5-9 plus 5 in Rhode Island, Massimo, over.
Roger, Roger, Williams, thank you. We have other contact. Thank you, 73, many, many station calling you. Ciao, Williams, grazie.
Ciao, grazie, Massimo, QRZ.
Sugar Papa 5, Italy, Tokyo.
Sugar Papa 5, Italy, Tango, 5-9 plus 5.
You are 10 over. Good morning. My name is Mike, Central Poland, 500 knots on the vertical ground plane. Over.
Beautiful. How high up is the ground plane, Mark?
It's Mike. It's 5 meters over the ground with 4 resonant radials. Over.
Beautiful. It's working very nice. You're 10 dB over and a beautiful signal, Mike. And we have the audio recording of this big signal if you're interested later on. Over.
Yeah, sure. If you can send me to my email address, it's okay, on the QRZ.com. Over.
I have a link. It's a long recording. It's about 2 hours long, and I post it, and there's a link on my QRZ page. Mike, over.
Yeah, QRZ, I will check it later then. Thank you very much.
Beautiful signal. Dzień dobry, QRZ.
Italy Kilo 8, Italy Papa Lima.
Italy Kilo 8, Italy Papa Lima,
5-9, 5-10. Thank you, 5-9 plus 10, and the numbers at Julia City Salerno. Thank you, 73.
Grazie, QRZ. The Gulf Station, over.
Gulf 8, Papa Bravo.
Gulf 8, Papa Bravo Hotel, is that right? Roger, Gulf 8, Papa Bravo Hotel. Tony, you're 5-9 into Rhode Island from Nottingham, over.
Roger, Roger, you've got all that well, and I say you're 5-9 into Nottingham, running 500 watts, 400 watts to a quarter wave ground plane antenna.
Beautiful. Peaking 5-9, Tony, and again, we have the audio recording that we're making right now. Just a great signal with a great audio with a lot of good low end in it. Over.
Roger, Roger. Thanks for the very nice report, and I'll listen to your recording later on. Thank you much for the contact, and I'll let you work a few more stations from Golf 8 Papa Bravo Hotel, 73 Bill.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for standing by to make a clear recording. QRZ. Is there something Zanzibar 3 Canada Lima Echo?
Zanzibar 3 Canada London Europe. You're 5-9, your best report is 5-9 plus 5 Lima.
Okay, and your call sign is a, what is your call sign again?
India Zanzibar 3 Canada Lima Echo, over.
Okay, I said 3CLEW1ZY, you're 59 into Rhode Island, another beautiful signal coming through, over.
Roger, Roger, Bill, nice to have you again. 592 plus 5, your best report here. Running here with 100 watts into a 2-element monomander. Yeah, he's being antenna at 20 meter high on a tower. Thanks a lot, enjoy your evening. Almost midnight here, and the 73 Bill, and thank you. See you all the next time. Bye bye.
All right, Marco, you're coming through beautifully, and we appreciate the call. 73 W1 said Y, CQ. Calling. I'm going to, we're going to take a 3 minute break, if you understand what I mean, but we'll be back unless the frequency is taken. W1 said what?
Echo Bravo 1 Delta 2D.